Chapter 3. The Mirage. The students looked at the pieces of floating ice in the water.
How can we swim in this? Asked one of the girls. We'll freeze to death.
We're going to stop at some hot springs, Mr. Jones explained. The water is warm and comfortable. It's perfect for swimming. Seabirds flew around the ship and followed them through the sea. Everybody sat on the deck and watched the ship zigzag through giant icebergs of different shapes and sizes. They passed a few fishing boats near the coast. They're catching fish and seals, Mrs. Gordon explained. The seals are an important source of food here.
Oh, I could never eat a seal, exclaimed Megan. They're adorable creatures.
Seal meat is the national food of Greenland, said Mrs. Gordon. The local Inuit people capture about 10,000 seals a year, but they don't kill baby seals. They use seal skin to make clothes. At the Inuit village, you'll see hats, gloves, bags, and many other things made from seal skin.
Do the Inuit people still wear seal skin coats and trousers? Asked Megan.
No, they don't wear the traditional clothes all the time, replied Mrs. Gordon. Only for special occasions. The wind was getting colder, so Megan, Helena, and the other girls went inside. Lucy stayed on the deck with Paul and some of the boys because they hoped to see some seals. A few minutes later, they noticed some seals diving from the rocks into the fjord. That evening, it started to rain and the wind became stronger. Everybody sat inside and talked. Lucy looked at a map of Greenland and marked the ship's route with a pen. Suddenly, Lucy heard a strange noise outside. She called Paul and they went out onto the deck. The noise was louder now.
What's that noise? She asked Paul.
It sounds like a ship's horn, he replied. They looked out to sea. The evening sun was shining over the waves and lighting up the rocks next to the beach. They couldn't hear the horn now, only the sound of the ship moving slowly through the waves. Sometimes there was a low sound from an iceberg as a piece of ice broke off and then floated away. A cold, wet wind blew into their faces. Suddenly, Paul pointed out to sea.
Look at that, he said.
There was a long grey shape in the water. It looked like a Viking ship, with a big square mast and a dragon's head at the front.
That's a Viking ship, exclaimed Lucy. But that's impossible.
Maybe it's a ghost ship, said Paul with a smile on his face. He started to laugh. Lucy was very angry.
Are you laughing at me too? She asked.
You're just like the others. You think I'm crazy because I see ghosts.
There were tears in her eyes, and she turned to leave.
Hey, I'm sorry, Paul replied. It was a bad joke. I don't think you're crazy. I believe many people can see ghosts. I think I saw a ghost once when I was small. I won't hurt your feelings again, I promise.
Okay, I forgive you, said Lucy.
So, how do you explain that strange ghostly shape in the sea?
Maybe it was a mirage, suggested Paul. An optical illusion.
Lucy was perplexed. I thought people only see mirages in the desert, she said.
No, you can see a mirage in any open place, explained Paul.
People often see mirages at sea, especially during a storm. The light shines through the rain and makes shapes. It's just an illusion.
The wind moved the ship from side to side, Paul's face suddenly became white. "Are you okay?" asked Lucy.
"No, I'm not," said Paul. "I'm feeling seasick. I'm going to lie on my bed."
"Okay," said Lucy. "Feel better soon. I'll see you tomorrow."